bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Well, the Warriors are partnering with Rakuten, one of their corporate partners for years. Great people there to go to Japan. The Rakuten starting lineups, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Kyle Kuzma, Kristaps Porzingis, Corey Kispert, and Raul Neto for Washington. Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, Kevon Looney, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry will get the CarMax keys to the game when time permits. Neto gets the tip back from Porzingis. Wizards wearing their icon jerseys, red with blue numbers outlined in white, white letters. Porzingis high post, guarded by Looney. Hand off to Kuzma up top. Kuzma waiting, feeds Porzingis, works in on Kuminga, shoots over, blocked by Kuminga, knocked away.
Well, that shouldn't happen when you're 7-4.
Now a bad pass by Klay Thompson. Neto gets a crossover dribble, lost it in transition. Thompson gets it back. Kuminga's got a breakaway. Look out. Two-hand slam for Kuminga, and the Warriors are on the board.
He deserved the bucket after that block.
Yes, he did. I'm not sure if Porzingis have seen the scouting report. Caldwell Pope pulls up from 17, fires away, back rim miss, rebound tipped by Kuminga, loose ball to Caldwell Pope. He gets it, sets up a three with a left-hand dribble, no good, and the rebound pulled down by Kuminga. Curry to walk it up. Puts on the brakes into a half-court set. Hand off to Poole at the far hash mark. Screen by Looney. Fires away from 18. Front rim glass and no good. And Kuzma high in the air to pull down the rebound. Kuzma now gets a break. Gets down into the box. Pump fake on Kuminga. Throws it up top to Porzingis. His three rattles out. Klay Thompson with the defensive rebound.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say Porzingis shoots a lot of threes for a guy that shoots 29% behind the arc.
Klay Thompson takes one behind the arc, front rim, bounces, and crawls over the top and drops through. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. I don't know that I've seen that one before.
How long do you wait before that throw no good when it hangs on the rim like that? As Caldwell Pope glides in and scores with a driving bucket, points coming quickly here, 5-2 Warriors. Klay Thompson gets it low right. Now goes to a post-up Neto. Palm fake on Porzingis. Goes up, got fouled. He's going to the line to shoot two. That will give us a moment to get your CarMax keys the game in.
Just stay focused. You had Milwaukee on Saturday night. You got Boston on Wednesday night. It's a team that's 29-37, lost 4 out of 5, 6 out of 8. So just focus on your game. Play your game. Be crisp, sharp, and take care of business. I was thinking when Klay hit that three-pointer, you know who immediately came to mind? Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That chip shot at Augusta that just hung on the edge there and finally fell in. That's what that shot did. You never see shots hit the front of the rim, bounce twice, and then go in.
Have you ever seen the like? I think was the phrase that was uttered by a longtime announcer. I'm drawing a blank. Did the Army-Navy game for years.
I know who you're talking
Dallas.
About.
Dallas. Free throw is good by Clay Thompson.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Yes. That's CCR. Long jumper on the way. Kuzma up, no good. Ball tipped out by Caldwell Pope. It's a guy who worked with Gary Danielson. Poole, chest pass to Curry, left corner with the catch. Drives by Porzingis, beats him like a drum to the reverse layup. It's up and good.
Great start.
9-2 Warriors. Neto puts on the brakes. The Brazilian point guard waits for Corey Kispert from Gonzaga. Goes right down the lane and dunked it.
Yeah, that was somebody forgot to rotate from the weak side on that one.
That will not please the head coach. Poole flipped it in. Bad pass knocked away from Thompson, but it goes out of bounds. Kuzma unable to control. Wes Unseld Jr. is the head coach of the Wizards, former Warrior assistant. Vern Lundquist. That's the guy I was thinking.
Vern, okay, yes. I should have thought of him. Yeah. On
great
the Tiger shot, yeah. He was incredible. A lot of SEC football, too.
Inside, nice. Kuminga gets it, throws to the corner. Catch and shoot for Curry off the rim. That was almost silly. Rebound Porzingis. Outlet was blocked out of bounds by Poole off his leg off Kispert. He kind of deflected it like a goaltender.
That was strange.
The Wizards want a kick ball. They may have a case. Ball thrown into Poole. Fakes Kispert back with a jab step into a three, and it was sweet.
He is really, really quick.
Confidence at an all-time high right now. Six straight games of 20 or more. Here comes Neto down the lane. Goes up, blocked by Thompson. Loose ball picked up by Looney. Gets it over to Poole. Chest pass leads Clay down the left wing. Bounce pass knocked away by Caldwell Pope. Looney gets it. One dribble to Poole. Right side three this time. That's no good. Kispert back for the defensive rebound. 12-4 Warriors, 8:27 to go first quarter. Neto on the bounce. Got it to Kuzma. Kuzma, a former Laker, comes middle, turns with a right-hand flip. Tough shot.
And that is a tough shot when you're driving to the middle, left hand, and you got to turn your whole body back around and finish with your right.
Curry off a screen by Looney, given room by Porzingis. That shot is short, and the rebound, Kispert again, wearing a distinctive headband. Sort of a high ridge up top with it. Porzingis, bounce pass to Caldwell Pope, stops. Throws it back out to Porzingis. Now to Kuzma, guarded by Kuminga. Puts his backside into him at the left box. Pump fake, drop step layup. It was good. It was clinical. And another lesson for Kuminga.
That was a smooth move.
12-8. Warriors lead by four. Thompson with a catch in traffic. Shoots over. Kispert no good. Kuzma back for the rebound. The Warriors shot selection has gone away a little bit here. Here comes Kuzma. Comes middle. Knocked away by Kuminga. Looney gets it and is fouled by Porzingis right at midcourt. Pat Freyer is our crew chief. Tom Washington, the referee. The umpire, the former Titan from Cal State Fullerton, Leon Wood. Replay center has Rodney Mott, Tony Brown, and Nate Green in Sea Caucus, New Jersey.
Do we really need three different names for all the referees?
I'm just going by the book.
I know you are.
Curry, pick and roll, bad pass stolen by Neto, stolen back by Kuminga, finds Thompson. Thompson looks, fires, and hits. Above the break, three for Clay Thompson. Wes Unseld Jr. calls a timeout. Warriors on top by 7, 15-8 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. That's right, Stephen Curry. It's his birthday today. Turns 34. We wish Steph a happy birthday.
34.
Yeah.
Wow. Where's the time gone?
Here comes Neto driving all the way from the backcourt, got all the way to the rim and gets a layup.
I don't think Steve would be real pumped about that.
Out of the timeout. Wow. It's like everyone was asleep at the switch. Looney goes in traffic, turned it over. Caldwell Pope picks it up, comes down the middle, right hand, switches left hand in the paint. He lost the ball, picked up by Neto. Gets it over to the wing. There's Kuzma for three. No good. Porzingis flying in. Nobody put a body on him. He gets a dunk. And the Wizards with back-to-back buckets coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, you let Porzingis get a running start. That's exactly what's going to happen.
15-12. And Klay Thompson misfires on three. It hit 10 of his last 15. Kuzma dribble hands off to Neto. Gets it to Porzingis. Porzingis, one-hand feed. Neto goes back door, throws it up top. Kuzma wide open, throws for Porzingis. Bad pass, and it goes out of bounds into the first row.
I think Kuzma might have thought Looney was going to block that if he shot it. So he was trying to get rid of it, and Porzingis thought he was going to shoot it. So he turned his head to go to the offensive glass. The classic miscommunication.
Poole with the ball, comes down the near side, finds Looney. Warriors looking for their 47th win this year. Poole off a screen, crossover dribble, pump fake, nowhere to go. Locked up, gets it outside to Kuminga. He'll just settle for a three top side, back rim no good. Looney hustles to the rebound, tipped it. Nobody goes after it except Neto, and he pulls it down. Neto stops to the left elbow. Finds Porzingis trailing, not afraid to fire, spins off the rim. And the rebound, Poole, handoff Curry, throw ahead Kuminga. One step and an easy layup for Kuminga. Curry with the assist.
That's embarrassing if you're Porzingis. It really is.
Here comes Kuzma middle, handoff down the lane. Left hand, the scoop is up and in.
Not good.
Avdija, who's checked in for the first time. And Steve Kerr wants a timeout. 5:37 to go first quarter. It's getting ragged here at Chase Center. 17-14 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia, where and how you're listening, as always. Plus, since we're playing the Wizards, if you could have one wish to change the NBA, what would it be? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX. Steph Curry on the attack, feeds inside Kuminga, knocked away. It's out of bounds off the Wizards. Kuminga, Otto Porter Jr., Looney, and Moody for the Warriors. Going up against the five, Kuzma, Kispert, Neto, Avdija, and Gafford, former Bull Daniel Gafford.
I guess I got outvoted. I was going to go, which position would Harry Potter play?
Ah, well, that's a good one, though, too.
Yeah. Not really.
No? Klay Thompson would like that.
Yes.
Curry. Pick and roll, throws a pass, throws it right to Howell Neto. Neto, unfortunately, on the other team, goes all the way. Nobody stopped ball, and for the second time in this game, Howell Neto goes from the backcourt to the frontcourt to the rim.
Yeah, that was, wow, how does nobody stop him?
I don't know. Curry stepped back. It's a two. It's on the way. Nothing there. And another rebound for Neto. He's got three. Kuzma in the frontcourt. Feeds Kispert. Downstairs at the box. Avdija goes up. Strip, whistle, and a foul call by Tom Washington. This will go against Stephen Curry.
Number 30, Stephen Curry.
And Avdija heads to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, Avdija had Steph posted up, and you got to go down there after the first dribble. At least dig. At least make him think you might be coming down there. But right now, we talked about the focus early. The Warriors just don't have it.
Nope.
Because their transition defense has been abominable. It just letting guys dribble from the backcourt to the frontcourt. Nobody stops the ball. Can't happen. Cuts down the lane. No weak side help. Shouldn't happen.
And listen to this. Guess who's coming in now? And number 23, Draymond Green, takes the sweats off and gets a standing ovation. Kuminga will sit down. 30 games in a row, last 30, missed because of that disc/calf injury. Free throws good for Avdija. It's a 10-2 Wizards run. They lead by one, 18-17. Looney, right side, feeds Draymond at the post. Hand off Curry, squares up, launches, buries a triple. And the birthday boy makes it 20-18.
See, when Draymond passes to him, money.
Instant impact.
Yep.
Ball thrown by Avdija over the head. Neto turns, hangs, shoots over Curry, up and good. Have yourself a quarter, Howell Neto.
Absolutely.
That's 6 points, three rebounds, and two assists. Curry gets it over to Looney. We're tied at 20. Draymond low right. Finds Looney slipping the pick, gets knocked to the floor, and that's a foul.
Yeah, that is one of their pet plays with Looney on the wing, throwing the entry pass on the kind of mid-block to Draymond, kind of block extended, and then going to set a pick for Steph. And if they double or jump out at Steph, then Looney cuts, which he did that time. The time before, the Wizards did not communicate, and Steph was able to get that wide-open three.
Well, Ish Smith, who played AAU ball with Steph Curry, has checked in for the first time for Washington. He's guarding Steph. Steph off a screen, though, gets down the lane. No look to Porter Jr. Pump fake, flyby. Step to the left three for Porter Jr.
Boy, it'd be nice to get him going again.
Yeah. He and Nemanja Bjelica have faded a little bit here in the latter stages of the post-break section of the schedule. Smith goes right wing. Hashimura, the young Japanese talent, hits a corner three and ties it right back up at 23. Bjelica on the bounce, throws to Draymond, middle of the floor. Draymond directing traffic, waiting for Steph. Steph curling, Draymond flipped it over to Steph, right side. Another three, it's up and good! Curry with his third three of the quarter. And it's 26-23 Warriors. Draymond with another assist to Steph. Kuzma gets free, finds Smith. Smith bouncing the dribble, takes the rookie off the dribble, throws it over to Avdija. Avdija bumped by Otto Porter Jr., the former Wizard, and that's a foul.
Think Steph likes having Draymond back?
I think there's a little comfort zone there, yes. A little bit of comfort.
Two threes, both assisted by Draymond. They just know each other so well.
Oh, my bad. I thought that was his third three. I thought he had three threes, but it's only two. Warriors line up in that 1-2-2 zone. He does have 8 points. Curry, Avdija, Smith, and now Kuzma with a touch. Up front, Hashimura turns, open from 16. Clank the jumper, rebound Curry. Curry in transition, backward pass to Draymond. Back to Curry on the right side. Avdija pressuring Curry a little bit. Curry goes behind the back, dribbles in, throws out to Bjelica, makes a good catch up top to Draymond. Triple on the way, knocked it down. 29-23, Warriors up by 6 with 2:35 to go in the quarter. They're 7 of 12 from distance. Hashimura posting up Curry, a mismatch. Curry knocked the ball away. Up top is Smith, goes over to Avdija. Downtown shot from him, another one, hits that. Ball gets knocked away. Boy, Ish Smith has been everywhere.
Yep.
12 different teams tied with some of the most well-traveled players in NBA history, including Tony Massenburg. Three on the way by Curry, no good. He thought he got fouled. Smith dribbles on Bjelica. Cut off, goes to the right corner. Now with a dribble looking. Well-traveled veteran, smart player, Ish Smith. Just knows how to play. Goes to the corner. Double. Skip to Avdija. Now to Hashimura. Cut off by Moody, but a foul on Moody.
Don't forget they also well-traveled Chucky Brown.
Chucky Brown, Jim Jackson.
Yep.
Joe Smith.
What's the most teams somebody plays for?
I think that's 12. I think that's
12,
it.
12? Yeah. All those guys played for 12?
I believe so. Klay Thompson comes in. Curry will go out, so we still have yet to have the three on the floor at the same time.
What if you play for the same team two different times? Does that count as two teams or one?
Not in Tim's book.
Okay, very good.
Gafford takes the inbounds, handoff to Smith. Crossover dribble by Smith, drives on Poole, handoff Gafford, knocked out of bounds by Poole. It's off of Gafford, apparently. It's going to be Warriors ball.
Well, Gafford didn't argue.
Yeah. Poole quickly on the left side. Throws right wing to Thompson, curls off the screen, fades to the foul line, shoots over Gafford, front rim glass, and good.
Yeah, he gets a lot of those on the little 14, 15-foot straightaway jump shots where he hits the front of the rim, kisses it off the glass, and then nestles home.
Already with 10 points, Klay Thompson, continuing his hot shooting night from two nights ago against Milwaukee. Hashimura, locked up by Draymond, throws it back up top to Smith. Minute 19 to go in the quarter. Warriors 31, Wizards 26. Smith with a jumper over Draymond. No good. Good rebound by Gafford. Goes back up, blocked by Bjelica. Whistle and a foul.
Tough rebound.
So Chucky Brown, Jim Jackson, Tony Massenburg, Joe Smith all played for 12 different NBA franchises. So Ish, he's got a chance to break that.
Yeah, all he needs is one more team.
Probably needs to go in and demand a trade in the offseason.
Well, the more teams you play for, the more chance you have to boomerang back to one of them.
Yeah, true. A free throw by Gafford is up and no good. That's what they used to say about Walt Bellamy, who actually played for the Chicago Zephyrs when they were the Wizards were the Chicago Zephyrs back in the day. that apparently Walt had this habit of playing really well against teams that he had been played for previously. And the joke was that if he got traded a couple more times around the league, he'd be the best player in the league.
That's funny.
Gafford makes one of two. 31-27 the count. Warriors on top. Warriors shooting 55%. Wizards 52.4. Thompson mishandles a pass at the right box. Throws up top. Beale. It's a right-hand dribble down the lane. Over the shoulder toss to Porter Jr. Short with a left corner three. Gafford pulled it down. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Avdija goes to Gafford. Hashimura surveys the floor. Two dribbles. Pass deflected. Avdija makes a good grab of it. Comes middle. Shoots on the go. It's up no good. Tipped out by Bielitsa right to Poole. Draymond running hard. Takes a defender through. Gets a pass downstairs from Porter Jr. And then just throws the ball out of bounds.
I think he got caught kind of in betwixt and in between. He didn't know if he was going to throw it to Bielitsa or Clay. And right trajectory if he was throwing it to Clay, not Bielitsa.
4-point lead for the Warriors. Wes Unseld Jr. trying to get everybody lined up correctly. Head coach of the Wizards is Smith. Will put it into play with 10 to shoot. About a 7-second differential. Ball deflected by Porter Jr. out of bounds. And the Wizards will put it back into play. Here comes Caldwell Pope to do the honors, wearing a white headband and a white sleeve on his right arm. Ball thrown to Smith. Smith up top. Bouncing with a dribble, checks the clock with 4 seconds, makes his move down the lane, lost the ball. Thompson picked it up. Thompson's got a 3-on-2. Takes it right down Broadway, bounce pass, Draymond, touch pass, Bielitsa with the trailer, and he goes in and dunks it. Smith will take it to midcourt, pulls up and launches a 3 at the buzzer. Got it with .2. Probably was going to run the clock out, but Ish Smith, veteran guile that time. Gets up a quick 3, so it's 33-30, end of one. Warriors on top. They have 12 field goals on 11 assists. And we'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, it's early fourth quarter in San Antonio on your Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, 125-111 Timberwolves. Through three quarters, Carl Anthony Towns had 56, 32 in one quarter. He's got 14 rebounds.
Wow. Owen Wilson, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this go well. You knew when they played the Spurs, it was going to be up and down, but my goodness, 125, 113, 9.5 to go in that one?
Whew. Warriors left to right on your radio dial. Poole with the handle, takes it across the timeline on the logo to Bielitsa to Porter Jr. back to Poole. High screen and roll with Draymond. Steps out to the right, shoots over Porzingis and misses, and Hashimura with a rebound. Warriors on top, 33-30, just underway second quarter of play. Porzingis, who came over in a deal that sent Dinwiddie and Bertans to Dallas. Smith down the lane, penetration out to Porzingis, run off the line, comes in for a 2 and kissed it in off the glass.
Nice touch by the big fella. It's not easy, putting the ball on the ground, coming to a stop and then hitting that jumper.
Klay Thompson behind the screen, 3, front rim, won't go. Knocked out of bounds by Otto Porter Jr. And it will be Washington ball. Warriors got off to a great start, but sometimes if it's a little too easy, things get a little ragged after that, and they did, and now the Wizards right back in this. Tomas Satoransky re-signed by Washington after being waived. The jumper by Caldwell Pope from the right side, no good. Hashimura, Smith, Satoransky, Porzingis, and Caldwell Pope for the Wizards. Porter Jr., Draymond Green down to Poole. And Klay Thompson and Bielitsa. Bielitsa left corner, puts it on the deck. Penetrates over to Otto Porter Jr. Racks into a triple. Rattled at home. No, it's a 2. Foot on the line, 2 for Porter Jr. And so it's 35-32 Golden State. Porzingis, handoff Caldwell Pope. Pick and roll, gets it down to Satoransky, who penetrates, throws it out to Hashimura. He pump fakes, puts it on the deck. Nothing happening there. Throws it downstairs to Porzingis, working on Klay Thompson. Doubled out to Caldwell Pope for a 3 look that does not fall. Tipped by Draymond over to Klay. Klay with a chest pass, leads Poole down the left wing. Poole accelerates with a right-hand dribble to the paint, gets bumped. Shots on the rim. Good! And he's going to go on the line for an and one.
That was pretty nice.
Pretty nifty.
He took the body and then shot it from, his hip. He just threw it up over. Caldwell Pope. I mean, that was, I want to say it was a prayer, but we've seen him make shots like that before.
He throws it up very soft.
He does. And that was a nice job getting it up on the rim. Hey, throw it up on the rim. Get yourself two free throws and maybe get yourself what you have here, a three-point opportunity.
First foul on Caldwell Pope. Free throw good. Three-point play. Six-point lead, 38-32. Ish Smith to Caldwell Pope on the near wing. Throws it back in the middle for Hashimura. Two-hand toss to Smith left side. Looks for weak side cutter. It's Caldwell Pope off the screen. Gets doubled. Feeds Hashimura for a three look. That's good. Above the break three for Hashimura.
Two threes for him now tonight.
Here comes Poole working now. Step back over. Satoransky was just nasty and knocks down the jumper.
He's got a wicked pullback dribble.
Yeah. It's now batted in the air. Porzingis pass. Otto Porter Jr. tried to save it. Could not. Came right over the top of Ish Smith. Smith did not appreciate it. Rui Hashimura, another standout out of Gonzaga. Mark Few's program producing a lot of pros, including Corey Kispert on Washington. Porzingis steps off the line. Comes down the lane. Beats Satoransky. Kuminga there. Satoransky doubled. Now throws outside. Smith with one on the clock. Has to shoot a three. Misfires. Kuminga the rebound. And got fouled as he tried to make an outlet pass.
Really nice closeout by Otto Porter Jr. Getting out, stopping the wide open three, forcing him to drive, and then the shot clock started running down a little bit, and the Wizards couldn't come up with anything but a forced three by Ish Smith.
Wizards start off the year so strong. No Bradley Beal tonight for Washington. He's been out. He's out for the year with wrist surgery. Poole forces one up, and it banked in.
I guess that's the way he's going.
Wow.
Pop a shot.
My goodness. Jordan Poole with 10 points now. Kuminga trying to chase down Caldwell Pope, who squeezes between two defenders, got tripped, and that's a foul. Leon Wood says there was a gather. It looked more like a fullback plunge. Kuminga with a foul. I guess if you play a chase center, the bank's always open, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I never thought of that. I think you're onto something.
I think we have something.
Yeah.
Alan Brown quickly trying to see how many bank shots the Warriors have made from beyond a certain distance. Free throw for Caldwell Pope. He's up and good. It wouldn't shock me that somebody has done the math on that. You know, it's just.
Come on, if they have, they need to get a life. Go see a movie. Take someone out to dinner. Go do something. Get out of the house.
Go see semi-pro.
Yeah, something.
Second free throw for Caldwell Pope. Spins off the rim. No good. Kuminga with the rebound. 42-36. And now here comes Poole again. Driving. Wow. Got free. Over Porzingis. And it's almost like nobody can stop him now.
No, he's locked in.
5 of 8 from the field, 12 points in 12 minutes. Here's Caldwell Pope. Gets a jumper off over Kuminga. Professional move there by KCP.
Well, when you bank one in from 17 feet straight on, you feel like you got a freebie to work with.
Kuminga dribbling on the right wing. Finds Bielitsa. Steps out straight on three. Rattled that one home. Porzingis too late to get out there. The lead pushed to 9 now, 47-38. Warriors are 8 of 16 beyond the arc. Satoransky. Bounce pass to Porzingis off the pick and roll. Goes in, got fouled.
Yeah, Bielitsa reaching in. You got to get your hands out of there.
Yep. Second team foul on the Dubs, as well as the second personal foul.
Porzingis shoots two.
And now Kristaps Porzingis will shoot two. Don't forget, Dub Nation, you can celebrate 75 years of great basketball. The Warriors take on the Boston Celtics live at Chase Center on March the 16th. All fans in attendance get a free Warriors splash towel, courtesy of our friends at State Farm. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com or call 888-GSW Hoop. Representatives are standing by. Porter out, Poole out. Curry comes back in along with Moody. Still, we have not seen Clay, Steph, and Dre all on the floor at the same time. Porzingis hits them both. Always had a pretty good touch.
Tremendous free throw shooter, 87% for the year.
47-40. Klay Thompson off the screen, gets free left wing. Shot up no good. Kuzma tips the rebound to himself, brings it up the floor. Porzingis, given a three by Moody, won't shoot it. Sadoransky holds and waits as Porzingis goes downstairs. Gets the ball back to the basket. We have a defensive three called on Bielitsa.
Yeah, that's something that if you're Porzingis, you really got to work on in the offseason. Get your post-up game to where they can't guard you with six, seven guys that can defend you on the perimeter, because we know that's where he likes to be, and that's where he's always been. They never asked him to get down on the block as Caldwell Pope hits the free throw. But if he could do that, then you take away that option of guarding him with smaller guys.
Right. And even the way he's going, he might as well, he could get himself to the foul line there.
Yes, man.
By the way, Caldwell Pope hitting that free throw, 91.6% of the season. That's number four in the association. He hit the technical free throw. Kuzma takes a handoff from Sadoransky and hits a three. So now it's 47-44. Wizards hanging tough so far. 21st in the league in scoring, 108.3 a night for Washington. Bielitsa, low left. Dribbles it back to the top of the key. Finds Klay Thompson, no. Batted out of bounds by Caldwell Pope on the overplay. And Golden State will have 10 to shoot.
Yeah, Bielitsa got a little lucky there because Caldwell Pope had that read the entire way, just a hair slow.
Caldwell Pope came over in that five-team trade that involved Russell Westbrook. Curry spins up top to Klay Thompson. Thompson off a pick from Kuminga, feeds Kuminga. Jump stop to Bielitsa, left corner to Moody. It's a three. It's up and good with a buzzer sounding. Extra pass makes it 50-44, Warriors. 9 of 17 from distance. Hashimura squeezes around Moody. Well, we got a foul on Moody. With a push, that gets us to a timeout. 6:52 to go before halftime. Warriors 50, Wizards 44 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how are you listening? And since we're playing the Wizards, if you had any wish to change the NBA, what would it be? Patricia listening in Cincinnati, Ohio. Sirius XM. If I had my wish, I would make music during play disappear.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
It's funny, when they did it Quiet Night, the players didn't like it.
I know. That was in New York.
Yeah. Porzingis with the ball. Wizards attacking the basket to our right. Oneto left alone against the zone. Misses a three above the break from the right wing. And the rebound be Bielitsa for Golden State. Warriors blue uniforms, gold trim. Bridge outlined in gold in the blue circle. On the front, Klay Thompson with the catch up top. Rotates over to Moody. Fakes and fires over Hashimura. The three won't go. Kuzma steps in for the rebound. Kuzma crossing half court. Working on Kuminga. Kuzma driving right side. Throws up a wild runner, no good. Rebound batted down by Bielitsa. Bielitsa on the go. No look flip to Curry. Steps around Neto. Down the lane. Feeds Bielitsa in the corner. Rotates up to Moody. Moody now drives on Porzingis. Bounce pass to Curry right side. Pump fake. Takes a baseline. Throws far corner to Moody. Pump fake. He takes a baseline. Inside Bielitsa. Layup good.
Wow, that was nice. I mean, how many times do they switch sides of the floor and make the Wizards guard every inch?
Warriors 8 of 11 here in the second quarter. Porzingis for three. Nothing there. Rebound goes to Klay Thompson. Thompson stops the logo. Finds Curry on the left wing. Guarded by Kuzma. Moody goes away. They skip it over to Klay right side. Klay for three. Too strong. And Porzingis back for the board. 52-44 Warriors. 5:20 to go. Second quarter of play. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and our cast of thousands here at Chase Center. Kuzma terminates the dribble up to Hashimura. In deep, Porzingis, strip, whistle, and a foul. This will go against Klay Thompson, and that puts Porzingis to the free throw line.
Yeah, he gets a small guy pinned on him, and that time it was Steph. That just seems like easy money. Just wheel around, show him the ball a little bit, then extend it and throw your arms right through contact.
On email, Jay would have the Supersonics back in Seattle, if he had a wish. Bob in Tennessee doesn't have a wish, but he says it's great to have Draymond back on the floor.
And I should make mention, even though Steph was guarding him, he was not the one that fouled him. Clay was the one that reached in and raked his arms.
Christian, Illinois says more people of color in coaching and ownership. Well, you know, coaching, the NBA's always had coaches of color. In fact, these two franchises met back in 1975 in the NBA Finals, first American sports championship that featured two head coaches of color.
Yeah, that's incredible in 75.
Yeah, Al Adelson and Casey Jones. Curry with the ball after the makes by Porzingis. He hit two, and Curry hits a two on the right side to get it right back to the Warriors. So it's 54-46, 4:53 to go, second quarter. Elenetto penetrates, locked up by Kuminga. Jump pass, cross court, skipped it over to Kuzma. Kuzma guarded by Curry, takes him below the hash mark, gets it down to Porzingis for three, misses that. He's still yet to hit one. Kuminga with the rebound. Kuminga, crossover move, a beauty on Kuzma, and gets fouled on the way to the hoop. Not going to give him shots. They say the foul was outside on the dribble. Gafford in, Porzingis out. .433 left in the first half. Draymond Green back on the floor tonight. Great to see for the Warriors. Looney catches the inbounds, hand off to Poole. Poole, a bundle of energy, feeds Curry. Curry, no look to Kuminga. It's in the right corner. It's a jumper, and it's a three ball right corner pocket. The Warriors go up by 11, and the Wizards and Wes Unseld Jr. want a timeout. Largest lead of the night for Golden State. We'll take the break, 4:23 to go before halftime on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Hey, Dub Nation, time for the Ultra Courtside Sweepstakes presented by Michelob Ultra. Every month, Michelob Ultra is giving one lucky fan two courtside tickets to a Warriors game. And for your chance to win at warriors.com/ultrasweepstakes. Play is resumed. Wizards with the ball. And Kyle Kuzma gets it over to Hal Neto. Wizards going right to left. Kuzma up top, guarded by Moody. Dribbles twice, gets it over. Avdija for three. Back rim, no good. Draymond Green, the rebound. Green, Curry, Looney.
Oh,
bad pass by Draymond. Batted away. Turnover. Here comes Neto. Gets a breakaway and a left-handed layup off the Draymond turnover. 57-48. Golden State with five turnovers in the first half. Should be natural to see Draymond show a little rust here. Draymond up top to Poole. Curls off a Looney screen. Misses a three. Kuzma with the defensive rebound. Moody will stop ball, but screened off by Gafford. Kuzma gets a running start, skipped it in the corner. Neto up top, Avdija misses the bucket. It's out of bounds to Golden State. Here comes Klay Thompson, and as long as he's not going in for Curry, let's see who will he go in for. He can't go into turnover, so apparently he wasn't at the scorer's table in time.
Avdija tried to pull the old, oh man, let me wipe my hands. Let's put something on him.
Yeah. Curry to Looney. Looney takes a step in, goes in deep, spins back. Moves up, gets a layup, no good, tip, rebound loose, batted down by Looney, gets it up to Draymond, to Curry. Curry off a screen, the three ball's up, and good! Stephen Curry with his third three. He has 13 points now to lead all scorers.
Maybe there's some kind of magic dust on the ball when Draymond passes it to Steph.
It's magic.
It's three for three on Draymond passes.
60-48. 12-point lead for the Warriors. Curry with a steal. Took it away from Kispert. Three on three. Behind the Draymond screen. Pump fake. Flyby. Three ball. No good. He got fouled as Kispert ran into him, upsetting his balance and timing.
Well, that's right there what Draymond does for Steph. The other plays were, you know, they're nice and they're in rhythm and everything. But right there in the break, he stopped and just shielded defenders from getting to him. He knows Steph is going to take that shot if he gets a little bit of a look. Draymond's there to make sure he gets a little bit of a look, if not a little bit bigger than a little bit of a look, whatever that meant.
Still trying to compute that. But
yeah,
okay.
I did. Don't worry about it. Don't. I'm not even sure it makes sense.
Free throw, first one good for Curry. By the way, before he got hurt, Draymond Green was in the top 10 of most assists to a specific teammate. With Draymond to Steph, they were in the top 10. Now, he may get back there at some point. And Klay Thompson comes in for Moody, so there it is. That's the first time right now, first time since Game 6 of the 2019 NBA Finals, that Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Stephen Curry are all on the floor at the same time. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Curry hits all three at 63-48. Largely of the night for Golden State. Thompson will guard Neto. That puts Curry on Avdija. Kuzma comes up. Hands off. Got it. Neto. Bounce pass down the lane. Gafford fouled. Scores and goes to the line for an and one. That was well done.
Yeah, I was going to say. Nice play by the Wizards. Nice execution. Run a little handoff up top. And then flare Kuzma toward the middle. And then roll Gafford down the middle. And if you picked up Gafford, Kuzma's going to be wide open. You go pick up Kuzma, Gafford's wide open.
Well, Gafford in the top 10 in the NBA in dunks, so they like him finishing off a play like that. Misses the free throw, was short, and the rebound falls in the lap of Jordan Poole. Here comes Curry to the front court, gets a couple of drag screens, goes to the far side. Finds Looney, who recesses off those screens to Draymond, who gets a layup coming in from the weak side.
Nice
beautifully
decision.
Done.
Yeah, nice decision by Looney.
65-50 Warriors. Kuzma, spot up three in transition. Nothing there, tipped away by Draymond. Grabbed by Poole. Poole on the far wing. Goes behind the back. Looking, gives up his dribble to Looney. Finds Curry. Curry cutting. He travels.
And 1 second. And traveling.
Turnover on the Warriors will be number six. This three-game winning streak, they have been doing a better job of taking care of the ball. They lead by 15 here. 2 minutes to go before halftime. Avdija to Gafford. Now to Caldwell Pope. Doubled. Neto left alone. Dribbles around Thompson, who came out to close. The return pass grabbed by Gafford. Double-teamed at the box. Goes up, powered his way through it and scored. Low right.
Yeah, strong move.
65-52. Ooh. Thompson on a back cut from Draymond. Gets a left-hand layup. Early offense, and it was beautiful. 20 assists already for the Warriors in the first half on 25 buckets. Kuzma, crossover dribble. Pump fake, steps around Looney, throws it off the glass to himself. Batted the ball down to Caldwell Pope. Draymond hit the deck. Now ball thrown up top. Kuzma for three, missed it, and the rebound to Curry. Curry in transition, drifting. Dribbles through traffic all the way. Gets a layup. Inside hand. Left side of the bucket. Made it look easy. 69-52. Curry now with 18. Got a 10-point second quarter after a very efficient 8-point first quarter. Final 50 seconds before the break. R.C. Davis has all the details of an explosive night in San Antonio tonight. Gafford dribble drive. Knocked away by Looney. Draymond gets it out to Curry. Curry gets fouled by Neto. For some reason, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think he knows either.
It was a 3-on-4.
Well, and you just put Steph Curry to the free throw line.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense.
Absolutely. A lot of times, and it happens, and it's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing for sure, but a lot of times players go out and they just play, but they don't understand situations. You know, they don't know how many team fouls they have. You know, they just go ahead and do something. And if you have that sense, it can help your team win games.
Well, that's something that you should pay attention to, but that's something your assistant coach is there for.
Right.
Right? You have a word, or you just say four. Four, four, four. Like when you're playing against the Suns, everybody better know when it's four team fouls.
Yeah.
Because Chris Paul is going to rip
Chris
through
Paul's
somebody in the
yeah.
next 45 seconds.
Yeah. Chris Paul knows, that's for sure.
No, he knows every time.
Curry hits two more free throws. He's 5-for-5 tonight. 21-8 the push. 71-52 Warriors to score. Catch and shoot, Caldwell Pope. Banks home with three topside.
All right, I guess they've traded straightaway bank shots. Jordan Poole for two. Kentavious Caldwell Pope for three.
Down to 27 seconds. There is an 8-second and change differential. Neither team a foul to give. Curry with the dribble with Neto guarding him. Poole collides in because I believe Avdija gave him a little helping hand in the back and flew Poole into Neto, and Poole will shoot free throws.
Avdija pleading his case, and what did I do? Let's see if they show a replay of that. I want to see how bad it was.
Do not adjust your set or look at your set if you're driving for that replay. We will describe it for you.
We'll let you know what happened.
Denny
if
Avdija,
they show it.
The ninth pick of the 2020 draft. He was the youngest ever Israeli League MVP, Denny Avia. 6'9", 210 pounds. Warriors worked him out. That year, brought in a number of players that year for the draft. Now Jordan Poole, like Curry, is like an automatic at the free throw line. 73-55, all of a sudden an 18-point lead for the Dubs. Led by 19 as well. Neto on the near wing, down to 10 seconds, right in front of the Wizards head coach. Neto waiting, screen set, doubled, pass over to Caldwell. Pope goes to the corner, contested three, good with 0.9 to go. Draymond from the backcourt lets it fly. Hit off the top of the backboard at 73. They say it was a two. It's 73-57. That was not a three by Caldwell Pope. And so now a 40-point second quarter for the Dubs. They lead 73-57. R.C. Davis has all news association when he returns on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Well, at halftime, Warriors leading by 16. They led by as many as 19, but a 40-point second quarter as they outscored the Wizards 40-27 in that quarter. Curry had a 20-point half. Kuminga, Poole, Looney, Thompson, and Curry, the same five that opened the game, start the second half for the Warriors. Poole with a quick toss to Klay Thompson, over to Kuminga. Kuminga, when he's gotten minutes this year, has been effective. Takes it in deep, bounce pass to Looney. It was a beauty. No good with the layup. Looney got the rebound. Out to Steph. One dribble over to Poole. Deep three, left side, short. And the rebound pulled down by Kuzma, who is joined by Helen Neto, the former Utah Jazz backup. Kristaps Porzingis, Caldwell Pope, and the rookie Corey Kispert out of Gonzaga. Wizards, bright red uniforms with blue and white trim. Attacking the basket to our right. Neto draws a crowd, feeds Porzingis. Run off the line by Klay Thompson. Slow motion move, then throws the ball away right to Kuminga. Kuminga leads a one-man fast break. Waits for help. Hand off Curry. Pass to Looney down the lane. Looney spins to the rim. Layup, good. Just took the momentum and backed up Caldwell Pope underneath the bucket.
Yeah, he knew once he turned around, Caldwell Pope wasn't going to be tall enough to challenge that shot.
75-57. Warriors. Porzingis up top. Feeds it side, the cutter and a dunk. Kuzma.
Nice pass, too. You don't throw it to where the guy is. You throw it to where he's going to be.
Steph Curry, who's got 20 points on his birthday, gets it out to Looney. Back to Curry. Off the screen. Takes a three straight on. Front rim glass. No good. Rebound Porzingis.
See what happens when Draymond doesn't pass to him?
Yep.
Didn't make it.
Doesn't make it. Not as comfortable. Kispert over to Porzingis. Feeds out of Caldwell Pope. He straightens up over Poole. Another tough two for Caldwell Pope.
Yeah, that was a tough shot. But you know when you're going as fast as he was going, the defender who's chasing you isn't going to be able to rise up and challenge that shot.
Poole to Curry on the right sideline. Draws a crowd, feeds back to the corner. It's Klay Thompson there. It's a two, and Klay hits the shot. They're going to review it later. 77-61 Warriors. Klay holds up three fingers to Leon Wood. Wood flashes back two. Porzingis straddling the three-point line, pressured by Looney. Pass over to Neto. Neto drives on Kuminga. Rotates out to Caldwell Pope. Kuzma, the recipient of the extra pass, but can't find the range. Poole with a rebound. He's off and running. Hesitates. Now runs again. Down the lane. Stops and turns the ball over. Thought he got fouled. Breakaway for Kispert, and he gets a little quiet dunk on the breakaway. And the Warrior lead down to 14.
All right, you don't want to get too loose here in the third quarter.
77-63 Warriors. Looney with the ball outside. If you get out and just get a blast going in the third quarter, they could, you could almost end the game. Kuminga to Thompson. Warriors have not shown the ability to do that at times this year. Thompson spins, shoots over Neto. A little fadeaway, up and good. You can tell his patience is coming back now.
Yeah, and he knew who he had on him, and he knew he could rise up and just shoot right over him.
Yeah, so he was in no hurry that time. Set himself up perfectly. Porzingis on the bounce to Caldwell Pope. Gets downhill, but cut off by good help from Kuminga. Now Kuzma floats it up. Porzingis with a dunk, and the Warrior defense scrambling that time. And Porzingis with the right-hand slam. Curry near sideline. Crossover. Drives on Neto. Cruises the baseline, feeds Thompson, fires away, no good. Rebound Looney, up top to Poole. Spins on Kispert, crossover, shovel to Looney, hand off to Poole. goes down. He slips. He falls out of bounds. You had 8:21 to go in the third. The first time someone would slide out of bounds with the ball. You are tonight's winner.
He seems to slip a lot, doesn't he?
He does.
Slipping and sliding.
There's a song there somewhere. Neto, Between the Circles.
Oh, I know there is.
Yes.
Not going to get me to sing it.
Waiting. Flipped it up top to Kuzma. Kuzma, left-hand dribble, skip pass to Kispert, and he caught the ball standing out of bounds.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
Back to back.
Wow.
Two-team parlay. I mean, come on.
Must teach spatial awareness
yes.
at Gonzaga. Kuminga goes in for a shot, no good, and a whistle and a foul. Kuminga called for an offensive foul, clearing out.
Yep.
Leon Woods says the free arm slashed out, and so we've had turnover, turnover, turnover. Now Tom Washington comes up with clock issues.
Video review by the replay center. The field goal at 10:03 is the third quarter by Clay Thompson has been overturned from a two-point field goal into a three-point field goal.
Well, Clay was right. He hit a three. So now it's 80-65. They adjust the score. 7:53 to go. Third quarter of play. Warriors looking for their fourth, the straight win after losing five in a row. Caldwell Pope. Dribble drive fades and fires over Jordan Poole. And Caldwell Pope's got it going now.
Yeah, that mid-range game he's going to go right now within 14, 15 feet, just kind of dribbling in and rising up.
80-67. Curry with a catch. Curry comes middle, flipped it over to Kuminga. Back to Curry by the sideline, lets it fly. Front rim glass, no good. Kispert with the rebound, got it over to Kuzma. Kuzma gliding, spinning to the paint, feeds Porzingis, tried the running jam, no good, but got fouled by Looney.
That was a nifty play by Kuzma to spin and then off the spin, locate Porzingis, find him, and put it on him.
You can tell that Kuzma's just a little more relaxed now. He's expanding his game somewhat than what he had in L.A.
Yep.
He was quoted recently as saying that, you know, hey, you know, now if I make a mistake, I'm not looking over my shoulder.
And that's the worst place to be as a player. And then he knows what they need from him consistently here.
Right.
In L.A., it was kind of a little this, a little that, a little this, and it was a tough spot for him to be in.
Porzingis, as we mentioned before, an outstanding free throw shooter, hits two more. It's 80-69, the lead pared down to 11. Poole with a fake on Kispert, blasting down the lane, feeds Looney, flies in for a two-hand slam.
Now that was the quick, decisive move we talk about with Jordan Poole when he's at his most effective. Make a quick decision.
Neto to Porzingis, pressured by Looney, one dribble, bounce pass, got it to Kispert, back to Porzingis, mid-range, one dribble to the paint, little flip with the right hand, doesn't get it. Looney defensive rebound, finds Poole gliding down the right wing. Poole directing traffic, wants Kuminga to screen for Thompson, who catches, shoots, and misses a three. Porzingis to Kuzma. Warriors 12 of 29 from distance. Kuzma sets up shop right wing. Dribble drive forces up a shot over Kuminga, but Kuminga was there, and there's contact and a foul. Timeout. 6:27 to go third quarter. Warriors lead by 13. 82-69 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. There you go. By the way, cleaning the glass right now has the Warriors' offensive rating at like 130.2, defensive rating at 104.8. Against the Wizards, 82-69. Kuzma on the free throw line for the Wizards. And Dub Nation, the Warriors Community Foundation, has launched a silent auction where you can bid on game-worn jerseys, signed items, and exclusive experiences. 100% of the proceeds support the foundation to positively impact youth organizations in the Bay Area. Each year, they raise a ton of money for needy organizations that help make the Bay Area a better place to live. Text Warriors to 76278. That's 76278. Or go to warriors.com. GiveSmart.com to bid. On the free throw line, both free throws good for Kuzma. And it's 82-71, so that lead going back and forth, 13-11 for the Warriors. Kuminga, left wing, ISO, goes to work, backs in Kuzma, shoots a one-hander over for about 10 feet away. It's up and good.
That was a nice shot because that was well defended by Kuzma.
Special K matchup there.
Yes, Kuzma exactly. And Kuminga.
Porzingis up top. Dribbles over and a bounce pass to Denny Avdija. Back to Porzingis. Give it going. Porzingis gets a dunk. Well, the defense for the Warriors here in the third quarter has not been special.
No, it is not.
84-73. 5:40 left. Curry head fake with a dribble. Now almost traveled. Got it up to Looney. Looney dribbles to the right wing to Kuminga. Kuminga drifting to the corner. Hand off to Looney, who takes a 20-footer. It's up and no good. Avdija saves the rebound as he's going out of bounds to Porzingis. Wes Unseld with a play call. Wes Jr., son of the legendary Washington Bullet center and coach, one of two guys to ever get MVP and Rookie of the Year in the same year. Neto comes left, floats it to Porzingis, goes up and banked it home low left.
That should be just money for him.
That should be his office down there.
Yeah.
Right in the mid-range. Curry takes a three, but after a whistle, what do we got here? We have a foul on Washington. Here comes Draymond. He's going to come in for Kuminga. Otto Porter Jr. has checked in. Avdija with a foul.
I'm going to say book it. Steph's next three will be one that Draymond passes to him.
Okay.
Book it right now.
We have Alan Brown here to document such things. Curry to throw it in. Finds Draymond, mid-post left side. Finds Curry, wasn't looking, catches, takes a two. It's on the way, no good. Rebound Kuzma.
I said three.
You said three, you did. Kuzma.
I still have a chance.
It's a back cut to Kispert. He takes a jumper, nothing there. Tipped by Porter Jr., grabbed by Looney. Hand off to Curry, and here come the Warriors. Early offense. Looney takes a handoff, gives it back to Curry. Curry off a screen, top of the key. Two is nothing but net. 86-75 Warriors, 4:28 to go in the third. Neto walks it up. Kispert cutting through. Kuzma flashes up top, drives on Draymond, takes a big swipe at it, and a foul on Draymond. Kuzma immediately put his right arm up in the air as if, oh, I was going to just scoop it to the hoop. It's a great try. You know, you might as well give it a try. The whistle's blowing. The foul on Draymond. Ish Smith comes in. He and Steph played for the Charlotte Stars AAU team at one point. As teammates, Steph turning 34 today. Kuzma, skip pass to Smith, right corner. Shoots over his former teammate, misses the jumper, ball tipped, and Curry will grab it. Curry now, his third rebound, behind the back of the dribble. Guarded by Kuzma, goes to work between the legs, stops, goes behind the back, flipped it over to Draymond. Draymond, circling up top Moody, drives on Avdija, takes him baseline, shot clock at 5, back to Draymond. Over to Otto Porter Jr. Catch and shoot three. Got fouled by Kuzma. Wow.
Yeah, that got bailed out there. That terrible, terrible foul. And Kuzma knows it.
Yep, second foul on Kuzma. And the Warriors are teaming up with Kaiser Permanente to turn points into meals with Swishes for Dishes. For each point the Warriors score this season, 100 meals will be donated to Bay Area families in need. Go to warriors.com/swish to learn more. Otto Porter Jr. hits the first free throw. Mentioned Steph having a birthday. It's the seventh time he's played on his birthday. He's averaging 26 a night there, 48% from the field, 52 beyond the arc. 6.5 assists as well. And he scored at least 25 in each of the last five games. And he's got 22 right now. Last year had 32 points and 9 assists against the Utah Jazz on his birthday. So Otto Porter Jr. hits 2 of 3. And that means the score at Golden State 88 and Washington 75. Ish Smith, handoff to Kuzma. Comes right off a series of screens. Gets to the baseline. Floats it high and a dunk for Daniel Gafford. Helping the helper has not appeared here.
No, not really, but a nice job of Kuzma being patient before he passed that.
Curry
nice.
Drives on Smith, blasting to the basket, gets a right-hand layup. That's 90-77. Warriors have controlled this game. Wizards had a lead of 1 point at one point, so to speak. Shot up by Kuzma, top of the backboard after the bounce off the rim, rebound to Curry. Curry drifting, screened by Draymond, comes to the right hash mark. Curry goes to work. Drives on Kuzma, stops on a dime, step back jumper. That was filthy. Just filthy. Timeout, Wizards. Warriors up 15, 92-77. 2:54 to go in the third on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 2:54 to go third quarter. Warriors right now leading by 15, 92-77. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Alan Two Phones Brown, our statistician, R.C. Davis, our producer, Mike Baird, with all the dials, keeping us out of the air and sounding good. And the Avdija penetrates, little runner with a scoop with the right hand, no good. Rebound on a Porter Jr. with Bielitsa, Curry, Draymond, and Moody. Warriors have controlled this game from the tip. Curry step back off the dribble over Gafford, it's a three. His fourth of the night, he's got 29 points. Curry right now, 9-point quarter after a 20-point half. Warriors in that zone, 1-2-2 zone. Draymond's in the middle this time. Ish Smith penetrates down the middle, goes to Avdija, now to Rui Hachimura. Avdija sets up shot on the right wing and hits a three. Warriors let him go. By the way, Curry has passed Antoine Jameson with that shot, 48th on the all-time points list. Curry off a screen by Draymond Green. Up and good. Curry for another three. He's got 32.
Well, they're just letting Steph go one-on-one right now. Maybe a pick from Draymond, but Steph's feeling it.
Drive inside. Ooh. The dunk for Gafford's Ish Smith with the assist. I got to tell you, I've always been an Ish Smith fan. He just knows how to play. Good backup. Curry dribbles in. Comes left side. Finds Draymond. Draymond down the lane. Runner to the rim. No good. There's contact and a foul. Well, you know, I mentioned that Curry passed Antoine Jameson. I bet you if you asked a lot of people, they would not have considered Antoine Jameson to be in the top 50 of all-time points. Over 20,000 for Antoine.
Wow. I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
That's amazing. He had some pretty sweet little floaters, a little two-foot and just quick.
R.C. Davis says he's the only one not in the Hall of Fame with that many points.
Really?
Wow. Retired. Not active. Not active.
That's a nice little nugget there, R.C.
Yeah. Here comes Clay Thompson in for Moody as Draymond hit the first free throw. 99-82. And thus on a Monday night started R.C.'s quest to get Antoine Jameson into the Hall of Fame. Draymond misses the second free throw. Hachimura with a rebound. I tell you what, you didn't have to run a play for that guy and he'd get you 22 points.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. He just found ways to score, didn't he? A
million different layups and runners and flips. Very hard to guard. Ish Smith with the ball for the Wizards. On the attack, Warriors up 17. Smith fades and shoots over Otto Porter Jr. Tapped off the glass. Rebound, Draymond. Draymond with Gafford trailing him. Drifts to his left. Hand off to Thompson behind him, and that's a turnover. Draymond patting his head so that everyone can see was his fault. 10th turnover for the Warriors, and I think it might be Draymond's second turnover.
They've both been spectacular, though.
They've been like, wow. Avdija splits traffic, goes up. Draymond snuffed him, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on a pass is Leon Wood because Hachimura was lined up in the left corner. Real happy for Wes Unseld Jr. He got the job of the offseason. Number two guy in Denver the last few years.
Yeah, they had it rolling here early when they were healthy.
Yep. Remember, they're missing Bradley Beal. That's a big chunk of their offense. Smith, dribble drive, down the lane, pass to the wing. Hachimura gets it. Pump fake. Takes it a two, stepping in. knocked it down. 99-84 Warriors, and Golden State, as Hashimura reaches it, Curry goes right around him, hits another one. Curry with his own little flurry going on here. He's got 34 points now.
Yeah, he's in one of those modes right now where he lets it go, you think it's in.
Final 20 seconds. And the shot clock with a 2 second and change differential. Neither team have found a give. Smith waiting. Down to 4 on the shot clock, 7 on the game clock. Now here comes Smith, pulls up and takes a jumper. It's a 2, it's too strong. Rebound Draymond, 1 second. Draymond, 3-quarter court, good if it goes. Off the glass, no good. And we'll start the fourth quarter with the Warriors up 17-101-84. Curry has 34 through 3 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, the Wizards outshot the Warriors in the quarter, but the Warriors outscored them by 1, 28-27. And the Warriors lead 101-84 as we start the fourth quarter. Steph Curry has 34 points, and Draymond Green is a plus 20 in plus minus in 16 minutes as we start the fourth. Ish Smith will bring the ball up for the red-clad Wizards. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope finds Kristaps Porzingis, former New York Knick, former Dallas Maverick. Smith gets the ball back. Dribbling up top, feeds Caldwell-Pope. Avdija and Hashimura on the weak side. Caldwell-Pope over the shoulder flip. Porzingis with 3 to shoot over to Smith. Takes a dribble for balance, takes a 2, and knocked it down.
Tell you what, I don't think you need to run out at Porzingis as hard as they're doing right now.
No.
He hasn't hit a 3 yet. Like I said, he's shooting less than 30% for the year.
Draymond starting the fourth quarter here. Finds Klay Thompson behind the screen. 3, good. Klay hits that. Klay Thompson, efficient 7 for 14, 4 of 9 beyond the arc. He's got 20 points. Porzingis drives into Bielitsa, shoots a runner off of 1 foot. It's up and good. Wow.
That's a tough shot for a 7-4, man.
He's hit a couple of tough shots, but I think he should live in the mid-range right now.
Yep.
He drops back guarding Draymond Green. They give Draymond the 3. Hand off Thompson. Screen set, 3 on the way. Front rim and glass, and Hashimura will take it down. 104-88 Warriors, 10:45 to go in the game. Hashimura lowers his head, finds a cutting Porzingis, ball knocked away, heads up in the hands of Poole, who's fouled by Hashimura, despite the fact it was a 3-on-4.
That's what everybody does. It's all the rage, Tim.
It's all the rage.
Just lazy is what it is. I don't feel like getting back on defense.
Draymond Green out, and Jonathan Kuminga comes in.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
You see Draymond's points, rebounds, and assists?
6-6-6.
Oh.
He's back. Poole with a 3. It's up no good. He got fouled by Smith.
Get him back in there so he can get a point, rebound, or an assist. Just something to get it off that number.
Well, but you want the other teams to see that. You want them to be, you know.
I don't know. That scares me.
You know, that's a tail number of one of the charter planes that we
have. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to fly that plane.
Yeah. It's always warm on that plane. I don't know why. Timeout. 10:32 to go. Warriors 104. 88. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. They've added a point coming out of this.
Upon review, the challenge is successful. There's a leg kick by the offensive player with marginal contact. Therefore, it's a no call. The ball is loose. Therefore, we're going to have a jump ball. Any two, center circle.
So the Wizards challenged the call.
The challenge is successful.
That Jordan Poole kicked out his leg as Smith ran by, and he did. So
there's no foul on the play.
No foul. It's going to be a jump ball at center court, as you heard Pat Fraier say. Plus, they've also added a point from a Wizard 2 now is a 3.
A lot of stuff going on out there.
A lot of stuff. Pat Fraier to throw it up. Kuminga and Porzingis. Porzingis wins the tip, gets it back to Hashimura, now to Smith.
You can't win that jump ball. He didn't even jump before he swats at it.
No. Avdija, head bob on a drive, and a foul on Poole. Well, okay, but they didn't call Poole for an offensive foul. It's his first foul, apparently. So they just said that because he kicked out the leg, it was no defensive foul. Porzingis dribbles it over, got to Avdija. Avdija over the shoulder. Porzingis for three. It's good. Above the break on the left side.
First one for five, you'll take those odds.
20%.
Yep.
104-92 the score. Here comes Poole, cut off by Smith. Finds Kuminga. Kuminga above the break with a three. Good. Gets it right back. You want Kuminga to be the attacking Jonathan Kuminga, but, man, he is just so solid on that shot now.
He is. He can shoot it. Still rather see him go into the hole.
Absolutely, because that's one thing. He gives the Warriors one thing they don't have. Hashimura fades and fires over Bielitsa going to the right. Misses that. Porter Jr. with a rebound. 107-92, 15-point lead for the Dubs. Poole baseline goes up, blocked, whistle, and a foul. Poole collides with Pat Freer. Poole is okay. Freer looks nonplussed.
I think sometimes when you make or miss a three, even and when you make it too, sometimes it gets dangerous. You just get a little lazy. You just stand around out there and wait for a drive, draw, and a kick opportunity when you should be the one slashing to the hoop and trying to get to the free throw line and trying to get to the rack. So I don't mind Kuminga threes. I like him on drawn kicks. I like him to be corner threes. I just think he does other things better than shooting the three-point shot, and obviously the numbers back me up.
Yeah, I mean, then there's no question. When he's slashing, especially when he plays with the Splash Brothers,
yeah,
that's a weapon that the Warriors don't have normally. 108-92, one of two from the line for Jordan Poole. Rare miss for Jordan. Here's Smith, finds Porzingis, guarded by Poole at the foul line on a switch. One dribble, goes up, whistle, foul.
Yeah, when you're smaller, you have no choice but to reach in or just let him shoot it. Now, if you let him shoot it, you're conceding a good look. He's going to turn and shoot it right over you. So you're trying to get the strip and then go the other way. But we've seen him do that three or four times to Porzingis, and I don't know if they've gotten the ball once. They've got his arm every time.
Well, before tonight's game, the last couple of days, Klay Thompson, about Draymond coming back.
Can't wait for him to get back because essentially he can run the point guard on our offense, sets great screens, and he just makes the right read 90% of the time. And then you combine all that with his fire to compete, he's one of one.
Porzingis hits two more free throws. He's 8 of 8 from the line tonight. He's got 23 points. 108-94, 14-point advantage. Poole off a screen, down the lane. High, soft, off the window with Porzingis right on him.
That was so tough to get that over Porzingis and softly in the hole.
Poole, 6 of 12, has 17 points. Caldwell Pope dumped it in deep. Porzingis double-team. Bounce pass out to Hashimura. Slow move to the baseline, cut off by Porter Jr. Shot clock at 7, ball on the deck. Porter Jr. with a steal, ripped it away, and now it's going to be a jump ball. Porter Jr. going to the hardwood for the loose ball. 110-94 Warriors, 8:42 to go. Here comes Daniel Gafford in.
Daniel Gafford
and Porzingis to sit down. Gafford, the product of Arkansas, like Moses Moody. Ball tipped back by Hashimura, grabbed by Ish Smith. Smith comes to the right side, takes a three because the clock was winding down, and Ish Smith from downtown.
Give him his due. Nothing you can do about that one.
Yep. Smith now at 9 points and 5 assists. That's Poole. Poole dribbling. Kuminga at the screen. Nothing happening. Poole gives it up to Kuminga, middle of the floor. Thompson moving without the ball. Comes and gets it. Goes behind the screen to the left. Down the lane. Klay off balance, off glass, no good. Kuminga offensive rebound. Finds a cutting Bielitsa. Over to Thompson, left wing in front of the Wizards bench. The three ball doesn't go, and Gafford will clear it out. Smith in the front court. Lob to Hashimura. Seals off his man and lays it in. Steve Kerr calls a timeout. It's an 11-point game with 7:55 to go, 110-99. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, it's an 11-point game, 7:55 to go. Wizards have outscored the Warriors by 6 in this quarter, 15-9. Bench scoring 38-23, favoring Washington. Tim Roy, Tom Chilbert with you. Klay Thompson gets it on the right wing to Otto Porter Jr. Bounce pass to Bielitsa outside the right box, and a whistle and a foul away from the play. It's Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for a hold, trying to guard the very quick Jordan Poole.
Yeah, it's tough to navigate your way through that as a defender, because the Warriors run a lot of stuff up top. And one guy's coming and one guy's cutting right down the middle of the lane. You just don't know who it is.
Both teams with two team fouls now as Bielitsa catches middle. Looks for Klay Thompson, guarded by Ish Smith. Klay will get it right side. Left-hand dribble, backs him down, spins toward the baseline. Shot up, blocked by Smith. Grabbed by Gafford. Smith with a defensive play. Throws back to Caldwell Pope. Down the lane he goes. Spins off his hand and goes high off the glass. Not sure what that was. Bielitsa to Kuminga. Kuminga now plows into two defenders. Gee. It's an offensive foul as he runs over Smith. Chaos reigns on the floor below.
A turnover and a bowling ball.
Wow.
Ran over everybody. And that was odd. But I had to give Ish Smith a lot of credit for blocking Klay's turnaround jump shot, because Klay's bigger. But Ish will battle you. He gets into, he fights, and he knew what he was going to do, so he timed it, jumped before Klay ever got off the ground, and was able to block that shot. But that's knowing your scouting report.
Absolutely. And you know, and the other part, how many guys do you see have blocked that shot? Not many.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So Klay Thompson out, Moody in, Curry comes in, Poole to sit down. So the Warriors have work to do here. 7:19 to go. This game is not over. Far from it. 110-99 the count. Smith with the ball. Comes to the right side. Blasting to the hoop. Lob for Gafford. Gafford in deep. Goes up over Bielitsa. Misses the bunny. And Bielitsa with a rebound. Curry to walk it up. Calls a play. Curry dribbles on Smith. Draws a crowd. Gets doubled. Finds Kuminga. Has all day. Left corner. Three. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to be off of Kuminga and out of bounds. Wes Unseld Jr. could not believe that none of his players ran over there to challenge the shot. He was running down to try to help out.
I'm not sure if the dribble helped or hurt Kuminga.
Yeah. The time did not help.
Yeah.
Gafford turns and dribbles it over to Caldwell Pope. Still 110-99 Warriors on a switch. Takes a three over Bielitsa. Spins off the rim. Kuminga with a rebound. The handoff to Curry. Warriors looking for early offense. Porter Jr. screens for Steph. Steph guarded by Gafford. Now one-on-one. Wizards want to come over and double. They do. Porter Jr. with the catch. The shot and the miss. Long rebound, Kuminga. Back to Curry. Straight on for three. Rattled in and out. Porter Jr. offensive rebound against his former team. Dribbles now over to Moody. Moody above the break three. That's no good. And the rebound to Caldwell Pope. Still 110-99. Front court to Smith. Kispert at the scorer's table for the Wizards. Smith, doubled. Cross-court pass, good catch, Hashimura. Pump fake on Curry, rotates out to Avdija. Avdija one-on-one, wants to go to work. Down the lane, leaves his feet. Jump pass to Smith in the corner. Smith, crossover dribble. Leads in, shoots on the go. It's up off the glass, nothing there. Curry the rebound. Outlet to Bielitsa. Bielitsa at midcourt. Bielitsa dribbles it, had it knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors ball. Here comes Klay Thompson back in. He's going to go and get Otto Porter Jr. Otto Porter Jr. back on the floor. 7 points, four rebounds tonight in 22 minutes. Pretty good to have him back, too, because he gets in there, he gets some rebounds in there, gives him a little more size. Bielitsa with the ball, everybody else standing. Curry will screen down. Bielitsa dribbles, back cut, throws it away. Right to Avdija. He feeds Hashimura, beautiful on the break, and a two-hand slam. And we have a nine-point Warriors lead with 5:22 left.
Well, the offense got a little clunky for the Warriors. They missed a couple of makeable shots, but just not really flowing.
9 points in almost 7 minutes. Curry dribble drive, left-hand layup. That was easy. Right through the heart of the defense.
That'll get it flowing.
Yeah. Curry with 36 now on his birthday. Looney, Poole, and Draymond all getting ready to check in. Kispert gets it high post to Gafford. He'll turn and face. Waiting now with the dribble. Down in deep, Avdija turns, goes up, got fouled, bucket's good, put him on the line. Avdija likes to go one-on-one.
Number eight, Demenia Bielitsa, that's his third team foul.
And look, Steph, you're not asking Steph to be able to stop him here. Steph just not big enough, but I'm not sure what Bielitz is doing there. The reach isn't going to cut it. Either you need to come hard or not come at all. And when he's 3 feet, 4 feet from the bucket against Steph, you got to come and clamp down on that.
Well, let's take a look here, Tom. As the free throw is no good, rebound Draymond. Draymond's out there. Curry, Klay Thompson, Looney, and Poole have returned. So maybe this is a closing lineup that Steve wants to have at some point in a playoff game. Curry off a screen by Looney. Three ball. Got it. Curry thought he got fouled as well. Wes Unseld Jr. wants a timeout. We'll take it with 4:31 left. 115-103 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. We mentioned Steph Curry a moment ago, passed Antoine Jameson on the all-time scoring list, just passed another guy, Tom Chambers.
Oh, Tom Chambers.
Yeah.
Every time I think of him, I think of Mark Jackson.
Oh. That's not nice.
Well, I'm just telling you what I remember.
Yeah.
Not Mark Jackson's fault. It was just, no. That's a highlight everybody remembers. Tom Chambers was a tremendous player.
Yeah.
Sonic Suns, really good.
I'm telling you, when I was in Phoenix and he was there, he just got there for a couple of years, he was unguardable.
He really was.
He couldn't stop him. Wizards with the ball. Here comes Caldwell Pope coming in off a weak side cut from Ace Smith, a well-designed play. And Caldwell Pope gets a bucket. It's 115-105. Warriors up by 10. Poole with the ball. Curry fighting with Avdia to get free. Ball goes to Draymond. Curry now circles off a screen, catches in the corner. Avdia matches up on him. Curry with a jab step. Step back off the dribble. Are you kidding me? And he kind of just slowly walks back like he does it every day of the week. Curry's got 42, 56th time in his career, 40 or more. 118-105. Porzingis catches and scores, but a foul before.
Well, like Steph has very little chance of guarding Avdija in the block. Avdija has no chance here.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have the lateral quickness to stay with him in that devastating kind of step in and then back step. You just can't expect him to stay with that. I mean, Ish Smith is really the only one that was on the court at the time that has a chance.
Porzingis on the side out. Fourth team foul on the Warriors on Poole. Poole with his third. Caldwell Pope steps back, shoots over Poole, and nails a mid-range jumper. He's got 19.
That was a casual little one-foot shot.
Yeah. 8 of 14 from the floor is Caldwell Pope. Last year, crazy finish here. Chase Bradley Beal with a corner three, and the Warriors lost a game maybe they felt they should have won. Curry dribbling. A missed three defenders. Gets inside. Flipped it up and in and got fouled! Curry with his own sense of wizardry here. Between three defenders, pump fake, step in, Kuzma with the foul. It's that number 30 magic that we have grown accustomed to watching here at Chase Center.
Once he got Porzingis up in the air, that was all she wrote. That was a heck of a ball fake.
44 for Curry on his birthday, make it 45. Free throw good, 121-107. As Curry celebrating Dre Day here at Chase Center. Comeback of Draymond Green. Kuzma on the right wing, guarded by Draymond. Picks up the dribble and Draymond all over him. And he stepped out of bounds. Draymond forcing a turnover. Well, just like, you know, you're taught in grade school, Tom, as soon as that guy picks up the dribble.
Yep.
You get right up on him, and that's what Draymond did. 121-107. Curry off a screen. Fakes the three. Splits traffic down the lane. Goes up. Got fouled again. He's going to go to the line.
Yeah, right now, the Wizards just have too many guys out there that are having a hard time staying with Steph. If they get switched on to Steph, get involved in a pick and roll, having a tough... I mean, Porzingis is really having a tough time getting brought out on the floor 25, 30 feet and trying to stay in front of Steph at all. Because it's just the slightest little head jerk from Steph gets Porzingis moving one way or the other.
34 years old, and he's putting on a clinic here at Chase. Free throw good by Curry. 16 of 24 field. 7 of 13 beyond the arc and 7 of 7 line. 5 rebounds, 6 assists. He's got a 12-point fourth quarter going. you know, 20 in the first half, now 26 in the second half. Hits the second. 123-107, 2:54 to go. 13 straight points for Stephen Curry. He hits a three. He's got 50, Tom.
Yes, he does.
Ish Smith has the handle. Neto has not been on the floor here in the fourth. Smith, 14-footer, goes 12. Rebound Curry. Down the right side, high steps and takes a downtown shot. Doesn't get it. Porzingis the rebound. That was even with the front of the logo.
He wanted to do something special for 5-0.
Oh, yeah. He knows what he has right now. Caldwell Pope rotates out for Porzingis. Bounce pass inside to Smith. Off his hands, grabbed by Draymond. 2:13 to go. Looney, front court to Klay Thompson. Just catches and fires away. It's up and no good. Porzingis with the rebound.
So much for clock management.
Here comes Avdija down the lane. Gets fouled on a dribble drive. And again, Poole, the culprit. Klay's like a shooting shark, you know? He's just like a shooting machine. Circles outside, catch, shoot. It's like, oh.
Time score? What time score?
Wow.
No.
A three for Steph, and he's got his second 50-point game of the year. Yeah, but he's not going to get it.
Ain't going to happen.
Nope. Steve Kerr with a minute 57 to go and a 15-point lead.
Oh,
makes a line change.
They're keeping him out.
Oh, wait a minute. Curry stays out?
Yep. Well, maybe they're is he?
Well, the Warriors have six right now.
Someone's got to come
trying
out.
Steve Kerr has to call him out. Draymond's got to come out.
Boo!
You're booing your friend and teammate.
Boo!
123-108. Avdi at the stripe. Free throw no good, and the rebound goes to Moody. So one of two for Avdija. Lakers had six guys on the floor the other night against the Wizards, and they didn't get called for a technical. Free throw was shot, and then they said, get off the floor.
Hey, give the Lakers a break, okay? They need six right now.
Kuminga down the lane, stripped on the play by Caldwell Pope, and the Wizards come back. Lakers were 0 of 13 from 3 in the first quarter tonight. Smith with a lob for Porzingis, but he got rerouted midair, and a foul. Kuminga with a foul. Steph Curry with his seventh 40-point game of the year. 47 points, 16 of 25 from the field, 7 of 14 from 3, 8 of 8 line. And passed both Tom Chambers and Antoine Jamison tonight in the all-time scoring list.
And look, I'm having fun with it because it's fun booing Steve occasionally. But he's doing the right thing. And Steph knows it.
Yeah,
you don't want to go out of your way to embarrass somebody. It'd be one thing if he'd never gotten 50 before.
Right.
Let him take a crack at it. But he's done that before. So, you know what? 47's good enough.
Yeah, you got to see the Wizards in another week or so in Washington. You don't want to start something that way. You still want to be that way. Yep. Moody with the ball to Kuminga. Porzingis at two free throws, so he is a crisp 10 of 10 line. And we have a whistle and a foul, and Denny Avdija is bent over. He got hurt in the game against the Warriors a year ago. And now he's going to have to come out.
His elbow, maybe?
Denny Avdija. Avdija with the foul. He and Jordan Poole got tangled up. Sitting down, not going to the locker room, so they'll take a look at him here. Poole at the stripe. Last six games, Curry is 23 of 50 from three.
That'll work.
Yep.
That'll absolutely work.
Poole missed the free throw. You could hear him. He cried, oh, as soon as he let it go, he knew it was going to be off.
That's two he's missed.
Yeah. Gafford in for Porzingis. His night is done. Porzingis leads with 25 points and 8 rebounds. I have to tell you, you know what? You were talking about him staying outside. He was 1 for 5 from 3, but I was really impressed with some of the shots he made tonight.
Who's that?
Porzingis.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought he did his best work inside. Little runners, floaters. I agree with you. He could do some work in there.
124 to 110. Wizards with the ball after the one made free throw for Poole. spinning as Satoransky goes up. Whoa. Kuminga says, no way.
Should have shot it early.
Yeah. Takes it the other way. Kuminga crossover on Smith. Jump pass to the wing. Deflected out of bounds by the Wizards, who hustling back on defense that time was Daniel Gafford. Give him credit.
Kuminga jumped in the air and had no idea where he was going with that ball. Let's throw it across court and hope for the best.
Get our first look of the night at Anthony Gill. He's on the floor for the Wizards. Poole takes a baseline with 40 seconds to go. Comes out through the paint. Foul line, no shot, spins, gets the shot off, and scores. Anthony Gill, another of a number of players out of Virginia coming into the league lately. Poole, 20 points now, seven consecutive games. Ish Smith with a bucket. Off the bench for the Wizards. He's got 11 points with 7 assists. Poole will bring it up with 22 seconds left. Actually, it's Juan Toscano-Anderson handling here. And gets it over to Kuminga. Kuminga takes a three for some reason.
Are we really going to shoot? Well, we didn't have to?
It's kind of a rookie mistake. Well, Gill will bring it up and he won't shoot.
Juan should have just held on to it.
Yeah. And that's going to end this one. Buzzer sounds, 126-112, your final.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12-3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.